You're listening to SBS News.
For 6.5 years, Dash Jayasuriya taught English at a university in Victoria. When COVID shut the borders, she was one of the first at her workplace to be let go.
It was such a hard, you know, line, like you've lost your job. There was no negotiation, there was no consultation, nothing like that. So it was, yeah, a really scary and distressing time. I remember I just started crying.
She's made the decision to leave the industry altogether, joining her partner Brett Niven as a high school teacher.
I had a plan and I was working towards that plan. It was kind of like a life plan for the next, say, 10 years of my life. And that job was a part of that plan.
She says she's one of the lucky ones because she had a backup qualification. Alison Barnes from the National Tertiary Education Union says many others do not.
I've heard stories about, you know, people who are teaching, who are now kind of delivering newspapers and you know, mail to people's letterbox, so people just scrambling for kind of any employment that they can get.
With a predicted $4.6 billion in revenue losses this year alone, mainly attributed to a lack of international students, conservative estimates put job losses at 21,000. Ms. Barnes predicts it will be even more than that across the entire higher education sector.
We're looking at 30,000 of the people that I work with losing their jobs across the country. That's 30,000 workers standing in unemployment queues in the next 6 to 12 months.
The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre hands out hundreds of bags of groceries for those on non-permanent visas each week. In the last 6 months, over 1,000 people have needed emergency relief, almost matching last year's annual tally. The ASRC's Jana Favero says 90% of those seeking help in recent months have lost their jobs because of COVID.
People who have been here 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years who are on a pathway to rebuild their life after seeking asylum. I mean, they are still going through the process of seeking asylum, so their lives are still in limbo, but at least they had certainty and job security. And now there's COVID and they don't have it.
Those on temporary protection or safe haven enterprise visas have no access to job seeker or job keeper support payments. Ms. Favero says this makes them particularly vulnerable as they have no safety net.
While there is worry in the general community and we're all in this together, there's one part of our community who are not all in this together, and they are going to be impacted even more so with this recent spike and with the lack of safety net.
The latest figures for Victoria have recorded a rise in unemployment to 6.9%, just under the national average of 7.1%. But while other states can begin the task of rebuilding their economies, Victoria must wait an additional 6 weeks. Human resources expert at RMIT University, Dr. Alan Montague, says while Victoria continues to be locked down, other states will need to pick up the slack in bolstering the national economy.
We will be playing catch up. But in that situation, that's now unavoidable. But the rest of Australia has to rejuvenate the economy with some very clever policies.
Youth unemployment figures have also risen to over 16% nationally, over 14% in Victoria. Research from the Grattan Institute says approximately 30 to 40% of young people are likely to lose their jobs during the pandemic, many facing ongoing impacts to their income and employment opportunities for years to come. Brotherhood of St. Lawrence Executive Director Connie Lenneberg says the job market for young people hadn't yet recovered from the global financial crisis before it was again hit hard by COVID.
In May alone, over 100,000 jobs that are jobs for 15 to 24 year olds have been lost. So the ranks of the long-term unemployed young people are increasing.
20-year-old Rhiannon Jones has been surviving on Job Seeker for 2 months after losing her job in integration services for people with disabilities. She was on a career path that she had hoped to develop into a full-time career, but now she's applying to supermarkets and cleaning services to pay the rent.
I felt really useful to people. That's something you can't really, you know, once you feel that, it's hard to take it away.
Rhiannon says despite putting in dozens of applications, her youth and lack of experience is working against her in a competitive job market.
If you were to look at my resume, against someone who's, say, 20 years older than me, and we're both trying to look in the, looking at the same career goals, and you look at their resume and you look at mine, you're not going to pick mine, are you?
She says she feels the looming deadline of September for the expiry of the enhanced job seeker payments. When the benefit returns to pre-COVID levels, Rhiannon will have her payments nearly halved due to the removal of the $550 fortnight supplement, leaving her with less money to live on in a job market with less opportunities. Abby Dinham, SBS News.